You are listening to Jan and the Search for Lila, Book 6 in the Ituria Chronicles. Written by J.B. Moonstar. Narrated by R.J. Burns. Published by Four Horsemen Publishing Incorporated. Copyright J.B. Moonstar 2021. All rights reserved. Dedication. This book is dedicated to everyone who takes steps to reduce the amount of plastics that are ending up in our oceans and in our wilderness. Dear reader, in my continuing chronicles of the interactions between Ituria's realm and the human world, I will relate the story of a young girl who has recently become part of Ituria's alliance. Determined to help animals who need assistance because of dangers created by humans. While helping with research on the Chinese crested terns, she learns of a group of deer that have been eating food wrappers discarded by humans and are very ill. With the help of her new friend Megan, she agrees to deliver the medicine that could bring them back to health. But how will they find the deer needing their help? While on this mission, they discover clues to what may have happened to the missing nymph Lila, who disappeared hundreds of years ago. Can she locate the deer and deliver the medicine in time to save them? And what of the mysterious clues she discovers along the way pointing to Lila? Jan must decide if she should leave the past hidden or risk releasing new dangers. Only courage will reveal what happened to Lila. Is she brave enough to search for the truth? Sincerely, Knocker, First Guard to Ituria. Chapter 1. A Meeting is Requested. Looking over the many tern nests on the rocky cliffs at Site 4, Jan was glad she was able to stay and help the researchers track and report on the latest group of chicks hatching. There'd been a lot of changes since Knocker left 3 weeks ago. The research group hired several local fishermen to act as guards to keep poachers off the island. Her father had gone back home, and she was working with Mr. Russell to count the new tern chicks as they hatched. Able to distinguish between the Chinese crested terns and the greater crested terns as the eggs hatched, she recorded the type of tern chick by identifying the parents. The chicks themselves were tiny bundles of tan feathers and mostly hidden from sight. Jan enjoyed taking the time to identify the chick families, as each egg that hatched belonging to the Chinese crested tern was one more step further from extinction. Closing her eyes to enjoy the cooling sea breeze blowing over the cliffs, her mind drifted back to 3 weeks ago, when she found a small figure leading her to an adventure she would never forget. Reaching into her pocket, she pulled out the little stone statue of a man pointing down and to the left. This small figure had led her and fellow researcher Knocker to find Megan, a dragon trapped for 350 years in the cave on Site 3. After Megan was rescued from the cave, Ituria appointed her to take care of the terns they rescued, and Jan had only seen her once since that day. It was a quick trip last week as Megan came to locate and reunite the remaining tern families not transported 2 weeks earlier. Megan was now on the moon, with her charges, and Jan understood that she must remain there most of the time. However, she hoped Megan was doing well in her new home. Watching as a small head popped up between the chest and the right wing of one of the rare Chinese crested terns, she put the figure back in her pocket. "Another new chick!" Tiny, fluffy, tan, and with its mouth wide open, it was ready to be fed. That was the third one today on Site 4. Great news! While recording the new chick in her journal, another tern landed close to her, looking at her carefully. It tilted its head to the side, making sure it could see all of her. Something was in its mouth, but what? It didn't look like a fish or other type of food. There was always the danger of terns picking up trash in the water, mistaking it for food. Should I do anything if the tern tries to feed it to the new chick? That didn't seem to be the right question, though, as the tern walked directly toward her and dropped this unknown object.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?